این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
Date February 11th, 1983. The divine transformation that has occurred in Iran shall become a reality by the will of Allah in all nations and lands, so that the hands of the tyrants are cut off from committing crimes against the oppressed of the world, and the innocent regain their lost rights. Here it's necessary to remind the respected sisters and brothers, all thank Allah they are acquainted with the current problems of Islam. The important subject that I have repeatedly mentioned, I repeat again that the beloved and the holy warrior nation, and especially the gallant holy warriors for the cause of Allah, must take note that being swollen with pride of victories is a great blight.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from Arabic English Radio. On the subject of self-love and carnal desires, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, "Beware of the carnal desires, for they are the legacy of Satan." You know, this sentence of Imam Rahmatullah Alayh is in fact a warning about the dangers of conceit and self-love. One thing that destroys love and affection is conceit and pride in persons. If men and women are proud and conceited, then they are exposed to great dangers. Allah's Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to object to proud persons because they used to interfere with the mission of the prophets. They were so conceited and proud that they never lent their ears to anyone.
Ya Rabbana salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi
sallallahu alayhi.
Conceit and pride are so dangerous that the Holy Book of Quran again says that if people acquire these, foul traits, then these traits become part of their nature and they become rebellious and vain. They become so rebellious that on the Day of Judgment too, they will remain conceited and proud in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Holy Quran further says that when these conceited, proud and vain persons are brought to the grounds of judgment on doomsday, they will learn that in fact they are destined for hell. Then they will object to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and accuse him of making a mistake. They will swear that they are good people and will say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, na'udhu billah, is making a mistake by unjustly assigning them to hell. He says in his Holy Book of Quran, even on the Day of Judgment, these proud people and conceited persons will behave the same way as they did in this world. They do not see anything other than their own point of view. And those are proud in this world and will be the same in front of Allah, just the way they were in this world. And in fact, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi is telling us about the harms that such a view and love about the self can bring to us. And he relates these to the tricks of Satan. So we must be very careful about this point. May Allah protect you all.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Ruh al-Ali wa rahmatullah. Every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha.